It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is the Drive at 5. 30 minutes of nonstop talk with Rich Zeoli.
Universities are cracking down, but who's behind all this craziness? Bob Menendez's wife was reported missing to the police because she was cheating on Bob Menendez with another guy that she was cheating on. It's a very complicated story, but it's part of the reason why he may be throwing her under the legal bus. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Thank you for being here today. Appreciate it very much. This is our happy hour, brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We're going to be live there on Friday, and I'm excited. Live shows are always great. Now, the question of how you deal with anti-Semitism on college campuses, and there's a bill that's been passed by the House, was introduced by Representative Mike Lawler, and it will expand the definition of anti-Semitism, which is used when applying the Civil Rights Act to universities. House members voted 320 to 91 to require the Education Department to codify the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's working definition of anti-Semitism in Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Though a majority of Republicans voted for the bill, 21 Republicans joined 70 Democrats in opposing the measure. The reason why they did is because it essentially creates anti-Semitism monitors on college campuses. And when you start going down this road of having the university, of having, the federal government start policing speech on college campuses, it opens up, as we've seen, a very dangerous, dangerous Pandora's box, where suddenly they're not just policing anti-Semitic speech, they're policing all kinds of speech. And so the 21 Republicans who voted against it did not vote against it because they're pro-anti-Semitism. They voted against it because they don't want the federal government having this kind of presence on college campuses. So I just want to make that point very clear. It's not something that's been talked about. This bill has not really been debated a lot. It's been rushed through. And I see the reason why. They want to put the Democrats in a position where they turn around and they vote no on this, and then they can turn around and say, hey, you know, you guys are anti-Israel and you're not standing up against anti-Semitism, and you're pro-hatred. They're trying to put the Democrats in a political box. That's what they're doing here, and they're putting Joe Biden in a political box. So I guess what I would say is I'm not really losing sleep over this because it's not really a free speech thing. I think it's a political move. I think it's a move to make the Democrats vote know and make them, and because they're going to, because they're going to, again, this is their base. I mean, what you're watching here on TV is you're watching crazy play out, and crazy is who the Democrats need to vote for them in Wisconsin and Virginia. I mean, the Biden needs crazy. Biden is not locked down crazy. Jill Stein may get a lot of the crazy vote. This is why Biden's not forcefully condemning what's going on at these campuses. This is why Biden has not said a word. And why Karine Jean-Pierre is doing all this mealy-mouth talk and trying to dodge this and everything else. It's for that reason. So they pass this bill today, and the Republicans who vote against it turn around and say, look, we're not going to create federal monitors on college campuses to monitor speech. This is a dangerous precedent, so we're not going to go down this road. But that's different than why the Democrats are going to vote against it, because the Democrats are going to vote against it because they don't want to make this. If you have the TV on right now, and you should, TV's on and the volume's down, and you're listening to me. You see the crazy, you see it all play out. That's their base. Those are Democrats. 100% of them are Democrats. There's no, you know, there's no question here about this. And also, too, some of these protesters on college campuses are asking for some crazy things, too, like zip ties and lotion, but not suntan lotion. And I got a whole list here of some of their requirements. UCLA protesters are demanding a variety of supplies, including zip ties, gas masks, knee pads, and lotion, but no sunscreen. According to Colin Rugg, there's a Google document here. Classes have since been canceled after the protests turned violent. This is what the protesters are asking for. Headlamps, airsoft goggles, gas masks and respirators, skater helmets, shields, wood for barriers, knee for elbow pads, rain ponchos, canopies, utility gloves without reinforced knuckles, super bright flashlights with strobe, umbrellas. They need EpiPens, non-steroid inhalers, headlamps, and organizational bins. You know why they need EpiPens, right? And non-steroid inhalers? A lot of these kids have peanut allergies, obviously. Not the real ones, but the Fugazi ones that are kind of hip. You know, like it's hip to have a peanut allergy. They don't really have one, but, and gluten. Obviously gluten too, so got to have an EpiPen in hand. Food. Hot food for lunch. Vegan food. This is like I wrote this as a parody. Hot food for lunch, vegan food, gluten-free food, ice, no packaged food, no coffee, no bagels. Well, obviously, you don't want any of these people to have bagels. These people hate the Jews. You're not going to bring bagels to them. No bananas, no nuts. No nuts, because you might have somebody with a nut allergy. This is very important to understand. I can't believe they didn't say no, you know, non-GMO. That's not on the list, apparently. But this is what the UCLA Palestine Solidarity Committee is requesting for you to help out with if you are in the neighborhood right over there. So this is what is going on right now. And by the way, did you hear Trump today? He was in Wisconsin, and he didn't say vegan. He said vegan food. Did you, Matt DeSantis, see if you can get a clip of that. He brought a woman up on stage today who owns a vegan shop, and Trump's not a fan of the vegan food because he loves eating burgers, you know, cheeseburgers. But he didn't say it right. He said, I think he called it vegan food, if I'm not mistaken, vegan.
I have it if you want it.
Yeah, let me take a listen to it. Go ahead.
But I want to thank Shannon. We'll get out and we're going to go there during, you get ready for me. Maybe you can convince me with that vegan food, okay? You get a good, healthy vegan food.
I love that. Vegan food. Woman was a black voter. She got up there. She said a lot of very positive things about why we need Trump. And she owns a vegan restaurant. Vegan food. I love the fact that he can't say it right. I think it's the best part of the day. I'm with him. Vegan.
Maybe it's one of those words he's only ever seen in print. No one's ever said vegan to him in his entire life, and he just came out and said it.
Because if you ever said around him, Mr. President, we're ordering from a vegan restaurant, he'd be like, get off my plane. It'd be like it's seen in Air Force One. Get off my plane. Oh, is Karine Jean-Pierre a vegan?
I don't know. She just said she didn't consume meat during today's press briefing, if you'd like to hear the clip.
Yeah, I'm going to call it vegan from now on, not vegan, vegan. Just in solidarity with Trump. All right, but let's hear the clip.
What's your current assessment of the risk to the U.S. Milk and meat supply from the bird flu epidemic in cattle?
Yeah, so I know that the Department of Agriculture has been on top of this. I know that they are not seeing any concerns to milk or any of the cattle or the meat or meat that we're consuming. Well, I don't consume a meat, but some of you, all of you out there. And so obviously they are taking this very seriously. They're monitoring the situation. As far as we understand it to be, is that they believe that milk and consuming meat is safe.
Does she eat fish? Because she might be a pescatarian, like Greg Socker. Because fish don't have any feelings. Gonna move on from that, actually. Yeah, got really awkward. It's just sort of kind of wish
too late to hit the dump button.
Yeah, it's just way too late to sort of let that hang out there for a minute. Well, no, because yesterday on the show we said that they said sushi's not real food, remember?
That may save.
So I'm just going back to yesterday. It's a throwback to yesterday's show, that's all.
Yeah, of course.
Sushi's not real food, so it doesn't count. Anyway. So that's the you should come Friday to the Grand Hotel. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be in person. We'll be live. And they have excellent fish, by the way. Their fish is the freshest fish you can find along the Jersey Shore. It's delivered every day. Freshest catch. That fish was swimming that day. As a matter of fact, that they serve at the Hemingway's restaurant there. True story. No joke, folks. No joke. But how about those demands? I know nuts. The crazy protesters said no nuts, and I love that too. My favorite is the food list. I really do love this. I love this. I mean, their demands are hot food for lunch, vegan food, gluten-free food, ice, no packaged food. No, why no packaged food? Because it's processed, right?
That would have to be, I would think.
Yeah, that's what it is. They won't eat processed food. No coffee, no bagels, no bananas, no nuts. No nuts, because then they said, how many of you here have a peanut allergy? Every hand in the room went up. Every hand in the room. How many of you are gluten-free? Every hand went up in the room. How many of you are vegan? Every hand in the went up in the room. But they said, how many of you chew ice because you're sexually frustrated because none of you have ever actually had relations? Every hand went up in the room. That's why they said ice, is people chew that when they're sexually frustrated. That's a true scientific fact. I don't know if you know that or not.
That's news to me.
So, yeah, no, it's true. So as all this goes on today, the question is, what does Joe Biden do? And the answer is nothing. Here is former president and future president Donald Trump last night on Hannity's show talking about how Joe Biden needs to say something about this, but why he can't. Take a listen.
Well, I'm watching Jewish politicians abandon Israel, and I've seen it, and you've seen it. Where is Schumer? Why isn't Schumer speaking up? He was always out there in front because he's looking at votes, I guess, and I guess he's looking at maybe more votes than represent Israel, but that has nothing to do with it. You have to stop this war on terror. Israel's war on terror. October 7th was beyond violent. It was things done to people that nobody's ever seen before, to babies. And a lot of people that are out there protesting, they deny October 7th ever happened. October 7th did happen, and it was horrible and violent and disgraceful, and it's got to be stopped. You can't have a thing like that. And when you have people out there protesting and they're denying that October 7th ever took place, they're either brainwashed, and in a certain way, I really believe they are brainwashed, because you look at some of the comments, they say none of this stuff happened, and, you know, we want Israel back. The fact is you have to get Israel back where it belongs, because what's happening in Israel right now is really not sustainable either. We have to let Israel complete their war on terror. It's a horrible thing, but they have to do it, and they have to do it fast, and we have to get back to order. And people have to respect law and order in this country. They don't respect it anymore. The United States worldwide is not respected anymore, and we have to gain back that respect from other countries quickly.
Now, Trump is on the campaign trail today, but he's going to be back in court tomorrow. The other case still to be decided is Fani Willis and whether or not Fani Willis will be able to remain the prosecutor in Fulton County, Georgia. Now, if you remember when she was on the stand, they talked about all the threats that she got, and her father testified the same. The father testified to the court in February that his daughter was forced to move after she was first elected. If you remember, Fani and Nathan Wade had a love shack, a condominium love shack, and she said she had to move out of her house, even though her father and her children remained there, for her own safety. Now, I don't believe that for a second. I think she moved into the condo with her boyfriend, Nathan Wade, and they were knocking boots, and they were knocking boots well before she hired him to be on the case. And we know from geolocation data of his cell phone that he was there. He said they were up till 4:30 in the morning, just talking business, you know, like coworkers do. But it turns out, though, that the claims of all these threats are not true. They said they were going to blow up the house, kill her, kill me, kill my grandchildren. I mean, on and on. I was concerned for her safety. It was so crazy. We had people. We had a guy who showed up in a parked car for probably 8 hours, and we'd call the police. The South Fulton police, first they put a car in front of the house that was permanently there, a police car. They brought a person with a dog once, sometimes twice a day, to circle the house to look for bombs. Somebody sprayed again the B word and the N word on the house. I don't think my daughter even knew that I cleaned it. I cleaned it off and called the police, the South Fulton police. I'm sure they have the records of the things that happened. But in a response to a public records request by the Daily Wire, the city of South Fulton Police Department said it had no record of any of those incidents. In fact, the single incident report pertaining to the home was a report of an abandoned vehicle in July of 2021. The vehicle was impounded. It was abandoned. South Fulton Police Chief of Staff Jabul Rogers said in an interview in which the Daily Wire explained that it was seeking corroboration of Floyd's testimony, that's Fani's father, that he had not been able to locate any records, but that, quote, Madam D.A. Willis has her own executive protection along with sworn officers, plus Fulton County has officers, so it was possible that another entity handled the incidents. The Fulton County Police Department, however, said that, quote, no records exist in response to a public records request for any police report, incident report, or dispatch log from November 1st, 2020 through June 1st, 2021, pertaining to the entire block. The request noted that this is the home of District Attorney Fani Willis and her father, John Clifford Floyd III, who may have a Fulton County protective detail as well. But the Daily Wire didn't stop there, because they're actually doing investigative journalism, unlike the corporate media. So they reached out to the Fulton County Sheriff's Office as well. The Fulton County Sheriff's Office told the Daily Wire that it had no record of any incident on the block in the first half of 2021. A spokeswoman for the Fulton County Marshal said that the office was not involved. A spokeswoman for Fani Willis, Jeff DeSantis, no relation to Matt DeSantis, I don't think, spelled differently, did not respond to a question about the lack of police records and a request to provide records on threats from Willis's security detail. While the absence of public records does not prove definitively that the events did not happen, it raises questions, particularly because Floyd specified that a neighbor called the police, meaning it would likely not be internal to a special security detail. Floyd also said that Fulton County police responded and that there were threats to kill him, presumably also not falling under the district attorney's security detail. The story contending that in Fulton County, Georgia, where 74% of the residents voted against Donald Trump and a plurality of people are black, that a mob of early bird racists gathered at 5:30 a.m. to shout racial slurs at the home of an obscure public official who had the power to put them all in jail. Very reminiscent of Jussie Smollett's Juicy Smollett, his claims that while he was walking in sub-zero temperatures in Chicago with a Subway sandwich, white men screamed the N-word at him and also screamed MAGA country. And of course, they had bleach and ropes and they were going to noose him and lynch him. And we all know that that story was a gigantic fugazi. So a lot of these racists like to sleep in. You know, I've noticed that about racists. They like to sleep in. I don't think any of them will be up at 5:30, just like how they weren't up at 2 o'clock in the morning to go after Jussie Smollett because they don't like cold weather. And it was sub-zero temperatures in Chicago. So that's when I knew that story was a fugazi. Most of the hardcore neo-Nazis live in warm climates. Everybody knows that from all the movies they're depicted in. They're always in, like, you know, the South. So they're not going to be roaming the streets of Chicago, freezing their you know, neo-Nazi butts off in the middle of the night. They're not going to do that. So I knew that story was a fugazi right away. Same thing with this, 5:30 a.m. I mean, if you go to the average neo-Nazi house, you know, there's beer cans all over the place. They're all sleeping meth, crystal meth. They're sleeping until at least 10, 11 a.m. At least. They're not getting up at 5:30 a.m. to shout racial slurs. So that's, I'm calling fugazi on that as well. I mean, I've seen enough of them depicted in Breaking Bad. I mean, remember the guys in Breaking Bad who were the neo-Nazis? Those guys were not getting up at 5:30 a.m. Am I right? And they were in the warm climate of where were they, in New Mexico? They were not.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Going to Chicago, it's too freaking cold in the middle of the winter. So these things are fugazis. And the credibility, of course, is a question. And then that means that if she didn't have to leave the house because neo-Nazis and white supremacists were showing up to yell racial slurs at her and they weren't writing the F-word on the house and they weren't stalking her and all these other things, then why'd you leave the house? And did you leave the house because the condominium, which you said you fled to for safety, was actually the love shack for you and Nathan Wade to knock boots? And then in the course of knocking boots with Nathan Wade, where you exchanged over 12,000 text messages and calls between January and November of 2021. And also, too, this idea that when you were over her house overnight, that you didn't sleep over. You were just having business meetings. Now, I don't disagree with that fact that you didn't sleep over, because if you leave at 4:30 in the morning, I don't think that counts as sleeping over, even if you doze off. I think the standard would be you'd have to stay until 5 a.m. Don't you think? That 5 a.m. is probably a sleepover. Otherwise, you're just a late-night hangout. It's a late-night hang. 5 a.m., that's a sleepover. 4:30, that's cutting it close. You know what I mean? It's kind of cutting it close. So I'm just pointing that out, too. Either way, though, were you really talking business till 4:30 in the morning? So then if Nathan Wade and Fawnie Willis were in the Love Shack condominium and she didn't have to flee her house because of the purported 150 threats against her, and that means she left the house for other reasons, which is to hide her affair with Nathan Wade, who was married at the time, of course, and then ultimately would be hired by her to be the special prosecutor against former President Donald Trump. Well, then her credibility goes completely out the window and she needs to be removed from the case. In which case, if Fawnie Willis is removed from the case, then that means then the entire Fulton County District Attorney's Office is removed from the case, which means that it then goes to a special group in Georgia where they will select a new district attorney or new prosecutor, I should say, to handle the case, or they may not. And that person they select could be somebody who is pro-Trump, or could be somebody who's just pro-common sense, that looks at the evidence and says, there is no evidence here, this is nonsense, and dismisses the case, which has happened before. Either way, though, what I can tell you is that Fawnie Willis's days, I believe, on this case are numbered. And the dream of locking Donald Trump in a Georgia penitentiary, escape from Georgia penal edition, is not going to come true anytime soon. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli if you would like to weigh in on anything we are discussing today. Have you noticed, my friend just sent me this today, a lot of the tents that these kiddos have at Yale and the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, and University of Michigan, my friend AJ sent this to me, are all the same tents. Now, he's a retired cop, so he's got a nose for this stuff. I'll send you the picture, Matt, to Sancta Traitorous. You can look at this yourself with your own eyes. It looks to me like these tents. I'll send this to you, Henry, as well. I'll send this to both of you guys. It looks like all the kiddos at the college campuses have the same exact tent. Now, is that a coincidence, you think, or did they buy them in bulk?
Oh, that is weird. It's a very unusual-looking tent, too. It's not like it's just a standard blue tent or a black tent or something. It's like half green, half white.
Right. Yeah. It's a fancy looking tent too. It's even got the mosquito mesh with the view. Just saying.
Yeah. That
Listen, Soros
that is
a smart man. He buys in bulk. Wait, I'm sorry. Dump that. What was that now? Did I say that? This whole half hour should just get deleted from the podcast entirely, actually.
If you didn't listen live, you're kind of out of luck.
Kind of out of luck. You're like, well, that's so weird. The drive at 5 is only a half hour today. It's strange.
There is no drive at 5. It's gone.
The whole hour's tainted now.
Yeah, that is weird. They all look identical.
Henry, you see that?
I do. I mean, it makes sense. If this is all coordinated effort, you're going to get the tents, right? You're going to have at least some supplies. I guess they didn't think of food.
Well, they did. The problem is that some of that food had was made with Brazil nuts.
That'll throw a
which we all agree
plan.
Is the lesser nut. In the mixed nut bag, right?
I don't think I've ever even had a Brazil nut.
They always load them into the mixed nuts. And nobody's ever happy about it. Nobody's ever happy about that. They just weigh the bag down more. Then you put we push those aside. You know? Nobody wants those.
I enjoy good cashew.
Who doesn't? I gave Henry cashews yesterday.
Yeah, and I ate them up.
They were good cashews. Those are Wegmans cashews. Best cashews. Can't find better cashews. I would like to throw the cashews at the protesters and see what happens. That's how you should get rid of them. Don't stop doing tear gas. Throw peanuts at these people. Throw peanuts and gluten-containing foods at them. They'll scatter in a moment. What are we doing here? We're doing this wrong.
We don't endorse throwing anything at anyone, to be clear.
If all the NYPD has to do is just take a helicopter up and start dropping peanuts and pizzas on the crowd, and they'll scatter and scream and run. Gluten, peanut,
or soap. I feel like a lot of these people, I don't know, they look rough. Maybe it's the camping. They just haven't had an opportunity to shower. But man, it's a disheveled looking group.
Did you hear Megyn Kelly say, "Isn't it amazing how all these protesters are so unattractive?"
It's hard to even tell because most of them are wearing masks to conceal their identities.
Or they're afraid of getting COVID.
I don't think that's the reason. They're outside.
Oh, they're definitely afraid of getting COVID. You think it stops these people? These are the same people that wear masks when they're biking in Philadelphia.
I think it's even more nefarious than that. I think they just don't want their identities becoming public.
Yeah, I got to agree with
even
that.
Even they're sort of ashamed of the stance they're taking.
I think you're both wrong. Well, two things can be true. They don't have their identities, and they're also still afraid of COVID. Let's be honest. They've all been boosted 84 times, and they're still afraid of getting COVID. Come on. I can't believe hand sanitizer wasn't on the list.
I'm telling you, I don't think that they care all that much about cleanliness.
They didn't have coffee on the list either, which I think is kind of ridiculous.
Oh,
like, don't you need to stay up and rally?
Is coffee allowed in the Muslim faith?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either. I know Mormons can't drink it. I'm curious about that.
I don't think you're finding a lot of Mormons at these protests.
No. I know that. Thank you. That's a
you brought it up.
A brilliant observation.
Yeah, annoying college kids love coffee. I'm surprised.
That's what I'm saying. Annoying college kids love coffee and they live on coffee. So the fact that they specifically say no coffee is, I find that interesting. So that's all.
Well, I hope nobody donates anything to them. Just go home. Nobody's
just chuck peanuts at them. What somebody should do, they should bring the Mr. Peanut guy and have him stand by the gates.
With his little cane?
Yeah, with his little cane and his top hat and terrify these kids. You might be allergic to him. All right, I don't want to get the peanut moms yelling at me. I got yelled at years ago because my stance on peanut allergies, and I don't want to get yelled at. So I'm just going to move on to the fact that Dr. Mike Veneria is a great guy and a great friend and the master of dental implants. And Bridget was there this morning, as a matter of fact. She had new caps for her teeth. And Dr. Mike's doing a great job for her, beautiful job. And I'm so grateful for his friendship and for the fact that he is the master of dental implants. So if you need a new smile, there's simply no one better than Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. He's the master of implant dentistry, the master of making you look and feel your greatest with a $1 million smile. I recommend you book an appointment with Dr. Mike today. I'm telling you, he's the best. My entire family goes to Dr. Veneria because the level of care and commitment to dental excellence that Dr. Mike and his staff delivers to every patient is unmatched. He's been delivering results that surpass expectations, and that has made him a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He has one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. So, if you've been on the fence about getting that dental procedure done, reach out to Dr. Veneria today. You have a choice, a clear choice when it comes to you and your family. So give Dr. Veneria a call. I promise you will not be disappointed. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, schedule your free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. Call 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020 or visit VeneriaDental.com. That's VanariaVeneria VeneriaDental.com.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Friday, Grand Hotel of Cape May. Join us for the live show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariaVeneria. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, VeneriaDental.com. In the 6 o'clock hour, I'm going to get into some of the more of the craziness that's happening on college campuses. Also going to talk to a local guy who ran for school board, who you've heard on the show before, Vince Altieri. He's a good guy, about what happened up in a district in our area. And then also to Senator Menendez and his wife and the Gumata and the ex-boyfriend who called the cops when she went missing because she was off on a weekend with Bob Menendez. It's a very, very complex, sordid, typical Jersey scandal that I'm going to share with you as well. So we got a lot to get to, but I want to get to this. In Canada, as you know, the country has a prime minister who's a man-child named Justin Trudeau. And he's a man baby. And he mansplains to women when they use words like humankind. And he corrects them and says peoplekind. He's a jerk. He's got a proclivity for Cuban food. He loves to eat Cuban food. He loves Cuban coffee. Speaking of coffee, he loves a good Cuban coffee. And I'm not suggesting there's any reason for that that's genetic or anything. I'm just saying the guy very fond of Cuban food because he's the bastard love child of Fidel Castro.
No, he is the son of Pierre Trudeau. Official Zioli show stance.
Allegedly, he only likes that food because he just likes it and no relation to his father, Pierre Trudeau. So, allegedly.
The lawyers will be very happy with that clarification.
I think I just clarified that he's not Pierre Trudeau's son, but it's kind of nuanced. And the guy running against him is a guy named Pierre Poilievre. He's fantastic. We love him, and he's great. Well, he got kicked out of the House of Commons for calling Justin Trudeau a wacko, extremist, radical prime minister. And I think he was being kind to call all those things to Justin Trudeau. Cut 17.
Transit. When will we put an end to this wacko policy by this wacko prime minister?
No, no, no. That is not there are a couple of things which are going on here today, which is not acceptable. And I ask all members, please, to keep themselves, to control themselves. I'm going to ask two things. One, I'm going to ask the Honourable Leader of the Opposition to withdraw that term, which is not considered parliamentary.
Mr. Speaker, I replace wacko with extremist. He is an extremist.
The Honourable Member to please...
Very gentlemanly of him. Very civil. Good. He took away wacko for extremist, and I think that works well. For Pierre Poilievre.
I like how wacko really offended this dude so much. He just immediately goes, whoa.
Yeah, whoa. Don't you call him that. But extremist is fine.
He ultimately got ejected. If you want to hear that, I have audio of him getting ejected as well.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely do. I love Pierre Poilievre, and I love the fact that they kicked him out. And I love how Canada's pretending like there's all decorum wins the day over there. Yeah, keep going, please.
Oh, hold on. My computer just froze up.
Uh-oh.
I hope he gets ejected like an MLB player and an umpire. You know, like...
Starts just kicking dirt.
Kicking dirt, throws him out, like the motion and everything.
What's going on with your computer, DeSantis?
One last time.
Oh, here we go.
All right. So please withdraw that comment and simply withdraw that comment.
I simply withdraw and replace with the aforementioned adjective.
Good. Good.
Mr. Poilievre, I have to name you. Disregarding the authority of the chair. Pursuant to the authority granted to me by Standing Order 11, I order you to withdraw from the House and from any participation by video conference for the remainder of this day's sitting.
I'd say it would have been great is on the way out the door if he would have walked out the door, turned around and said, and by the way, he's Cuban, and then just kept walking out. That would have been awesome. But...
I would like to get him on the show. He'd be a great guest.
Get him on. Let's get him.
All right, I'm looking it up now, trying to find his contact information.
I mean, not that you've had success at getting big-name guests, but do your best.
I'll try.
It'd be great to have him on the show. Now, this person is a vampire, no relation to Nancy Pelosi, the vampiric one. This is a Fugazi vampire named Heli Schweizer, content creator on social media, who slammed President Biden over his support of the TikTok ban. Now, the vampire was on Jesse Waters primetime. What I find interesting about this is that Joe Biden's got a problem with young voters. We know that earlier from the cut where the White House fembot Karine Jean-Pierre said that they're basically bribing students. They're giving them student loans and, you know, they're paying off their loans. And they know that this is a problem. It's why Biden's not condemning these college protests. The TikTok ban is stupid for a variety of reasons. Number one, it's going to give the government more power over the internet. But number two, as Trump has pointed out, a lot of young people use TikTok. So it's just dumb of Biden to support this. And it's why Trump changed his mind on banning it. And it's very un-American. It's also unconstitutional. It's a taking of an American business because there's a lot of American interest in TikTok. It's a violation of the Fifth Amendment, as Senator Rand Paul has laid out. There's all kinds of problems with this. And ultimately, I don't think it's going to hold up in court. But here is the social media vampire content creator. Now, what does it mean to be a vampire content creator?
Well, look, I'll be honest. I don't watch her content. But based off of the small snippet that I saw, it appears as though she's just a young lady who decides to put in some fake fangs, and that's about it.
I thought those types of people died after, like, the last Twilight movie. Right? I thought that was a thing of the past.
The vampire people?
Yeah.
No, they're back.
No, they came back. There was that show on HBO called... What was it? It was the vampire. It was like a whole sex show with vampires. True Blood, I think it was.
What?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know.
They all came back. You're thinking of the dumb vampire movies back in the day, but I think then there was that show, and that's why all the vampires are. Well, that and Pelosi, you know, she recruits. Cut 16.
And you should be fired up too, because we worked hard to get here, and TikTok is the platform that gave us a voice, and now that voice is being threatened to be taken away from us, from leaders that represent a country that are supposedly all about freedom. And after our president signed that bill on Wednesday, I don't feel very free right now.
Heli the Vampire joins us now. Heli, nice eyes. Oh,
thank you.
And nice teeth. Oh, boy. I'm already terrified. Oh, my God. Oh, I was not ready for that.
I'm extremely mad about him banning TikTok because it proves to me is very un-American to take away something from us that small business owners, small creators, entertainers like myself who have made a name for ourselves without big names attached to us. We find a platform that's finally pushing our content and we literally, you know, grabbed ourselves by the bootstraps and now he wants to take it away from us to the point where the CEO of TikTok is fighting for our American rights more than our president. So what I say we should do is we should voice our, you know, disdain for this and not vote him back into office. Now, I'm not a right winger. I'm not saying you should vote for Trump instead. I'm saying you should vote for people who align most with your values. And for me, that's not Joe Biden.
There you go. Heli the Vampire. I like her. I'm a fan of hers. I want her to do well. I do. She's right. She's right on the money. I support what she's saying. She's spot on. Look, vampire or not, she's spot on. Is she attractive?
She's better looking than you'd expect.
I'm expecting a hot, sexy vampire is what I'm expecting.
Oh, then you're going to be a little disappointed.
Yeah, I was thinking like a Hex Girl vibe.
Yeah, well, because, you know, again, on Friday at Cape May, we want to do a date, win a date with Henry as he's eating cheese balls. So we're hoping we can do that, and I was thinking maybe Heli the Vampire could stop by.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So, I mean, Jesse Waters, what's that?
I could try to get her on the show as well.
Hmm.
You want her for Friday?
Not really. Okay. I don't want Jesse Waters' sloppy seconds. You know what I mean?
I thought we were trying to hook her up with Henry.
You said she's not that attractive, though.
Well, yeah. Yeah, she's not the best looking person on the planet. She's not terrible looking. She's fine.
Yeah, I want better than five.
Yeah, what a ringing endorsement.
How many other vampires is he going to have a shot at dating? They can bond over their love for TikTok.
That's true.
I don't have a love.
You want to think about this, Henry, and get back to us?
Sure. Right. I'll
take your time.
I'll sleep on it.
All right. You take your time and you think about it, all right? I don't want you to feel any pressure here. Because I know for a fact there's some single ladies coming on Friday who are excited to meet you.
Oh, I'm sure.
And they are not of the vampire community. So, I'm just saying. Now, this is an interesting question that was asked today as well. And the question is going to be now, what's going to happen to Speaker Mike Johnson? Because Speaker Mike Johnson may be facing another challenge to his speakership. And he and Hakeem Jeffries seem to have started a bromance where they are helping each other and protecting each other. And I know that Lauren Boebert's a little controversial. I know some people think Lauren Boebert's a little bit out there. She and Marjorie Taylor Greene, who also is a little controversial, and I know some people think she's out there as well, they held a press conference at the Capitol. And they are going to push to remove Speaker Mike Johnson. This is not something Donald Trump wants. He doesn't want the distraction of this. I don't particularly think it's a big distraction because I don't think people really care who the speaker is. I think it's kind of inside baseball. But nevertheless, I thought her point about the fact that Speaker Johnson and Hakeem Jeffries are basically one and the same is disappointing to us as conservatives. No question about that. Cut number 10.
We are passing the Democrat agenda each and every day that we're here. We have a slim majority in the House, and everything's being passed overwhelmingly with Democrat support. So it makes no difference to me if it's Hakeem Jeffries as Speaker or Mike Johnson right now.
I don't think it might.
Makes no difference if it's Hakeem Jeffries or Mike Johnson right now. That's a problem. And, you know, when you do that, it's a problem. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to get any movement on this or not. But I do know one thing, and that is that Trump does not want to see this happen. But I know one other thing, which is that Mike Johnson has been a huge and utter disappointment. The backing of Ukraine funding, the backing of the Build a Ban TikTok, the backing of the warrantless surveillance of American citizens through FISA. It's all been a big disappointment. It really has. And he's let a lot of people down. But I also know that the problem is that Hakeem Jeffries, the majority is way too slim here, and you will be empowering the Democrats. And I also know that no matter what happens, it seems that whoever becomes the speaker, their body is taken over by the swamp, and then you have invasion of the body snatchers, and that person just does the bidding of the powers that be. And I don't know if that's because the CIA is a file on everybody or what, but it doesn't seem like it's going to make much of a difference. My prediction is this really doesn't go very far. But we'll see if the drama goes further next week. All right, big fourth and final hour coming up straight ahead for you. Do you want to tell you about my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding? They are the absolute best. Got a question for you. How's that bathroom of yours doing? Is it ready to get updated? Because if it is, you should reach out to my friends at Emmons today. E-M-M-O-N-S, Emmons Roofing .com or call Emmons.com. The design experts at Emmons will design a bathroom for you that is the bathroom of your dreams, one that you can have in as little as 3 days' time. That's right, 3 days' time. And I know the great work that Emmons does because they remodeled our bathroom in our old house, and they're going to remodel the bathroom in our new house as well. And Matt and Stephanie are great people. They are great friends of mine, and I know they'll do a great job for you. The thing about having a new bathroom is that it adds real value to your home, the kind of value that you will appreciate. Plus, it's your sanctuary. It's your home. You want to have a great home, and you want to have a wonderful bathroom as well. And you want to have it in as little as 3 days' time. So what are you waiting for? Please reach out to them today by going to callemmons.com, callemmons.com. Their work is first rate, and they serve our entire region of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. They're also the leader in roofing and siding, but when it comes to kitchen and bathroom remodeling, their design experts will create something that is so special for you. 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677, and tell them I sent you.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.